have Letterkenny held on for victory.
Yes, indeed, Chris. And then, Chris, the lead, the final score was Letterkenny 19, Lurgan 5. That was 3 tries, 2 converted by out half Ryan Mortimer. And the timing could not have been better, because there was a black cloud was appearing quickly and quickly. And as the referee blew the whistle, the snowflakes started to drop. So the players shook hands very quickly and raced them to the change rooms, obviously very cold and very tired. But Letterkenny will be warmed up with the fact that was a very, very good result today. Unlucky maybe not to get a fourth try and get an extra point, a bonus point. But nevertheless, those 4 points now will take them right into the middle of the table and should leave them maybe lying in 5th or 6th position, which is great. I was talking to Coach Colin Farrell, and he certainly has done a great job. Colin, captain junior Ulster in his time, played with Enniskillen and Dungannon, and he certainly has got the pack moving. As I said in my report at the beginning, very, very impressed with their scrummaging, also with the driving from lineouts and open clay. They certainly have got the rolling ball off to a tee, and unfortunately, at that level, you know, sometimes referees are sort of a wee bit wondering how players are able to keep it going. Lurgan fringed a few times, and there was about 3 occasions when Letterkenny were rumbling the line that the maul went down and the referee reset for a scrum to Letterkenny, and you know, let's not be naive. Nobody pulls a scrum down when you're heading towards the line. But again, I mean, those were a few minor things, but certainly they didn't let that overawe them, and overall they certainly deserved it. As I said, conditions were dry but very, very windy. Lurgan, in fact, after 3 minutes, had an opportunity of a penalty, but Stephen Nolan, their out-half, or their full-back, was very, very short with the ball. It was Letterkenny who called the shots, as I said, in the lineouts and in the scrums. But they had to wait the 26 minutes before they actually got their first try. And they were attacking inside the Letterkenny 22. They were given a penalty, so they decided to take a scrum. And from 10 metres, they controlled it superbly. And especially their front row, who didn't let Lurgan off at all, have an opportunity to drop it. And eventually it was number 8, Gareth McGill, who touched down. Ryan Mortimer converted, 7-0. Lurgan then come back, and really in the only spell in the first half, in and around the 22, they had some good play by their forwards. They were given a penalty, and their thick and out scrum half, Chris Jenks, he just tapped himself about 5 metres out and dived over in the corner. The conversion was missed. But then Letterkenny come back to very, very strongly from the dropout. Their forwards got possession. They picked and drove over the line for about a minute at least. And then they went to let the ball out, but again, Lurgan went offside, and they were penalised about 5 metres out. And it was this time, second row Conor Dunleavy from Letterkenny, he decided he would show what he could do. He tapped himself, and the size of Conor going, he just took about 3 guys over the line with him. So that was the 12-5, and the half-time whistle went then shortly afterwards. In the second half, it was deteriorated. There was a lot of knock-ons and you know, passes not going to hand because of the strength of the wind. But Lurgan threatened on a couple of occasions, but Letterkenny's defence held firm. And then with about 5 minutes to go, again, Letterkenny pressurising inside the Lurgan 22. And this loose ball seemed to fly up out of a maul situation. A big second row, Ben Mortimer, picked up about 15 metres out. And by twisting and turning and driving forward, he did fantastically well to get in under the post, and his brother Ryan converted. So that left at 19-5, and certainly Limavady, or Letterkenny, will be very, very happy with that result. Very impressed, as I say, with their forwards. Back starting to gel a lot better now as well. Joe Mortimer out half controlling things well, and John Anthony McFadden in the centre, you know, a player who's got a lot of experience. But certainly the pack as a unit were very, very impressive, and if the coach can keep that going towards the end of the season and retain those guys for next year, I think Letterkenny will be a lot harder to beat next year. So the final score in qualifying League One at the Dave Gallagher grounds was Letterkenny 19, Lurgan 5, and as you said, Chris, the score in Greystones, 18-11 to Greystones. Terry at least coming away with a losing bonus point. It was a 6-3 at one stage, two Neil Burns penalties to a Greystone penalty, but then Greystone had a converted try to go 10-6, and then the second score took them to 15-6 before Derry came back with a try by winger Simon Lowe. But another penalty from Greystones took it 18-11. Be slightly disappointed in the sense of losing that game, Chris, but at least they've come away with a losing bonus point, and that keeps the tally going and the thing. Next week's Dungannon at Judges Road, and that's a game they have to nail, and if they do that, then hopefully things will be good. So the final two scores, It was Letterkenny 19 and Lurgan 6, and in the All-Ireland League, it was Greystones 18, City Derry 11.